chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. We're going to be looking primarily at verse 19. We'll begin reading in verse 15. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in a manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. Amen. We see in the passage that we read and throughout Luke 2 and the account of it in the Gospel of Matthew, different responses to the birth of Christ. In Matthew's account, we see King Herod's response of fear and anger, trying to have the child killed. We see in the earlier verses in Luke 2, verses 13 and 14, where the angel's response to the birth of Christ was to declare and praise it to people. We see the shepherd's response in what we just read, verse 20, where they were praising and glorifying God after seeing this child. We can see the Magi's response in Matthew 2, where they saw the star and came and worshipped this child, bestowing upon him gifts that were worthy of who he was, gifts that foreshadowed his offices of prophet, priest, and king. And we could look at any one of those responses and find truth that will guide us in how we are to respond to Christ. But this evening, I want to look at Mary's response particularly. And we see that in verse 19. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. Two responses. She first treasured these things, and then she secondly pondered these things. So first, she treasured them. The word treasured appears in the majority of our modern English translations, and in the original Greek, it literally means to preserve, to keep safe, to watch over, to guard. And obviously, by implication, it's referring to something that is worth guarding, watching over, and protecting. It is something that is a treasure that is worth treasuring. And this is how Mary responded to the things that she heard around the birth of her son. Now, this word treasured is found in other places throughout Scripture, but one particularly helps us in understanding the meaning of it. In Mark chapter 6, verse 20, King Herod is said to have kept safe or preserved the life of John the Baptist. And that's our word there. It's a preservation. It's a keeping it from being destroyed. So Mary was treasuring, preserving, keeping, guarding over these things in her heart. Now Mary is like all of us, lived many years and heard many things. And yet she gave special attention to the things that she heard that night. And just as we are so prone to forget things that people tell us, either minutes later or the next day, it was the same with Mary and those who lived during the birth of Christ. But yet, she particularly wanted to remember these things. She didn't want them to fall from her memory. She recognized that the things that she was being told were not just worth remembering, but they were very valuable. She knew that the things that were being told to her about her son were things, fulfillment of prophecy from the Old Testament. But the things that she was told, more than anything, brought hope to her. That she, just like all the rest who were recipients of the news of the birth of Christ and all throughout history since to the present day, We are ones for whom this child was born to save. Mary recognized that this child was her Savior too. Mary, in chapter 1 in Luke, was told by the angel that this child is going to be born and was given details surrounding who this child is going to be and the means by which this child would come into the world. And then she's again told more information by these shepherds that came, bearing news of what the angels had declared to them. And summing all of that up, she recognized its value and chose to treasure them, to preserve them in her mind and heart. And so we can ask ourselves, how do we respond to the message of the birth of Christ? Do we respond like Mary, who in hearing those things, treasured them, preserved them? Do we see them as being perhaps the most valuable, precious things we could ever be told or hear? I think so often our minds are filled with many things. We have many things competing for our attention, for space in our memory. And yet if there was anything worth treasuring, worth remembering, worth preserving in our minds and hearts, not just in this Christmas season, but all throughout the year, it would be these words about the birth of Christ. Do you truly treasure the birth of Christ and all the truth that comes with it, a Savior born, light into darkness, hope in the midst of a world that was walking without hope? Do these truths in your mind and heart appear to you as being more precious than anything you could ever read or encounter on a daily basis? Perhaps that these words might be the most precious thing you could ever hear and hold in your mind. Mary treasured these things. Second, she pondered them. We see it in verse 19, the second half of that verse. She treasured the things and then pondered them in her heart. It was not enough for Mary to treasure and prize the words that had been spoken to her by the angel and then the shepherds. But she pondered them, not just remembering them, but dedicating time to think upon them, to ponder. She allowed herself an inner conversation, meditating upon these truths. The art of meditating on spiritual things has been largely lost in our modern day. We fill our time with many noisy things, from our cell phones to movies to any number of things, and we don't give ourselves time and space to think, to ponder, to meditate upon the most important things in life. And you may ask, what could be more important than the things that we encounter on a daily basis, the things that motivate us, the things that keep us going? The truths that we have read tonight in your hearing are far more, infinitely more important than all of those other things. And that these things are worth treasuring and remembering, but they are also worth dedicating time to think upon. I fear that so many of us, we know these truths. Many of us may believe them as being truth and know them to be truth personally. But how many of us ponder these truths, think deeply and meditate upon them so that the heart is transported from this world to heavenly things? Instead of filling our lives with busyness and noise, perhaps it would behoove us to dedicate time, like Mary did, to these glorious truths. For that is not time that is wasted. That is time that is invested in that which is most important. So may Mary be an example to us in how she responded to these truths. Yes, we should believe these things. We should be amazed by these things. We should worship God because of these things. But we should also treasure them in our hearts, and we should ponder them. Now, there may be some here this evening who, in hearing these things, think very little of what they've heard. You perhaps may find your mind wandering onto other things, waiting for this service to be done so you can go on to the next thing, not really interested in Jesus Christ or the reason for this season. May Mary be an example to you, one that should convict your heart. If Mary, who was as common a person in that day, saw the need to treasure and think deeply upon these things, so should you. But this evening, if you still, in hearing these things, just don't understand why it would be worth time in your busy life to think about these things and that Christ really isn't that important to you, let me solemnly charge you that the Lord Jesus Christ is the most important thing this world has ever known. He's the most important thing your heart could ever think of and dwell upon. Why? Because he is Savior to a world, people like you and me, living in sin and rebellion to God, enemies of him. And yet God sent his only begotten Son into the world to save wretched sinners like you and me. In a world that had no hope, there came one who shone light in the midst of great darkness. The reason why we celebrate this season is because this child's birth set in motion all that he would accomplish in his life. Perfect, sinless righteousness that in dying on the cross for sinners like you and me, righteousness that is available for all of us to grab a hold of, a righteousness that would make us right before God. That's what this child came to accomplish. That's what we're remembering this season. We're remembering a child who was born to save men and women. And so this evening, if you are not a believer in Christ and you're focused on other things this season, my encouragement to you is this. Christ is to you a Savior. But you must repent of your sin and look to him. You must believe that he died on the cross for your sins and rose and lives forever in heaven. Still the God-man, Savior and Lord. It's as simple as looking and believing, repenting of your sin. This child was born to save sinners. Mary knew that. Mary knew that she was a sinner and that this child was born to save the likes of her. That's why she treasured the things that she heard. That's why she pondered them. May we this Christmas season, in the busyness of all that is before us, make sure that we are thinking and pondering the mystery of the incarnation, the birth of God in the flesh, Savior and Lord, God with us. May we drink deeply of these truths, that we would find our joy, our identity, our worth in these truths, not just in the Christmas season, but every single day of our lives. We remember and we celebrate and we worship a Savior who was born 2,000 years ago. Let's remember him. And if those here tonight who don't know him, I pray that this Christmas season would be one that you finally come to know him as Savior and Lord. That you would know the joy of this season and the merriness that is in the hearts of God's people. So let's remember the truths of this birth, treasuring them as valuable and precious. Let us think deeply of them, for in them is found joy and hope. Amen. Let's pray. Father, our hearts cannot even begin to fathom all that has come forth to us graciously through the birth of your Son. We will never be able to fully fathom how God could become man, dwell among us, and save us from our sin. Thank you that your Son did this. May we not lose sight of these truths in this season. Father, if there's one here tonight who does not know you, who does not know your Son as Savior and Lord, may this be the night that they are confronted by their sin and look to your Son as Savior and Lord. And may those of us who already believe treasure and ponder these things in our hearts. Thank you for all that you have done in your Son. May we remember him this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.